This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. That's Strauss, StraussNaturals.com. And now, here's Fred Penny.
Welcome to the most entertaining, informative, and sometimes... I'm going to say sometimes exciting show on earth. Did I do that backwards? It's supposed to be the most entertaining, exciting, and informative. Sometimes informative.
You know, Fred, you just got to mix it up every once in a while.
All I got to say is being the host of Radio Law Talk is just a joy for me. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-529-7234 if you want to call in. And lovely Denise Dirks is here. We missed you. We heard you listen to us as you drive around. And let me tell you, Denise... We're such close friends. I'm going to say this today. You are quite dapper today. You look quite dapper. She looks beautiful today. Not that she doesn't. She has a beautiful dress on, and I just noticed she's quite dapper.
Even more than usual.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah. You've got your hair up nicely. You look wonderful. Not that you don't. All the time. There's sometimes you look more wonderful than normal.
Well, I didn't know if we're going to do Facebook today.
That's what I was saying.
I'm nervous about that.
Oh, she's dressing up.
I know.
She would never dress up for us, but she dresses up for Facebook. Oh, my gosh. That is absolutely... She thought she was going to be a movie star today. Oh, Cal, you're looking nice, too. I'm not going to call you dapper, but you don't look so bad.
Well, I can't help myself. Every time I clean up, it turns out okay.
Yeah, it's not bad for an old guy.
Yeah.
Hey, and you talked to, all right.
Yeah, no, there was no such compliment thrown my way.
No, I'm not giving that one over here.
I was going to use a very old and yet cruel joke. I noticed that Todd got out the wax for his bald spot.
What? He doesn't have bald spot.
That's a joke. You know, you polish your head,
Yeah,
it's just a joke.
I got a little worried there.
For on camera.
Like the forehead, anything that shines and the light hits it, you get the wax out so it kind of dulls.
Yeah. Wax? I believe it or not, I'm on camera. Often and I use powder.
Powder, talcum powder.
Not baby. It's the it has the brown. What do you use that called?
Makeup powder.
Yeah, what do you call it?
Face powder.
No, come on.
Cinnamon.
Foundation is the liquid.
Cinnamon.
That's what it is.
Foundation is the liquid.
And
then the powder is just called
bare
powder.
Minerals.
It's called powder.
Oh, powder. Okay.
So Fred, I got to ask, are you one of those that they put the little thing in your collar so that the makeup doesn't get down, and if you're wearing a white shirt, you don't get the makeup stain on your collar while they're applying the makeup. Are you one of those that accidentally, I'm using air quotes, leaves it on while you go to the cafeteria so that everyone knows, oh, yes, I'm going to be on air shortly.
I'm a star, you know.
Yes. Oh, did I forget to take off my bib? Oh, my gosh, I'm going to be on air.
No, what I actually do is I have them running up the bottom through my stomach area, so you usually have to get the extension. You know how they get the wire that goes up? Do we have the extension, Mr. Penny?
Don't get makeup on his pants.
Yeah.
Well, let's say when I did television, that was the curse for my lovely bride, is every shirt I would bring home, because even if you put the collar on, you perspire just a little bit, and that makeup runs down there. Next thing you know, you can't tell where the collar line is. It's just got this flesh line. So it's a real challenge. The poor woman.
Then you wonder, since when do you wear lipstick-colored makeup? What's going on with the collar there?
Well, I just do what the consultant tells me to do.
Exactly.
At least you're not wearing it to the bathroom. That's all that matters,
exactly
right?
Right.
Today we're going to have an interesting day. We're going to do our case or no case. Remember, we have to give these little tidbits to you. You seek local counsel. We're not giving anything important, I'm going to say. We're talking about general topics of law. Let's see. What is a seek local counsel? Oh, we're not giving legal advice.
Legal advice,
And here's the thing that I want to mention. And we love you email us. We receive emails at info@radiolawtalk.com. And people always say, hey, I've got this legal issue. Help me. We can't answer your legal questions. You can say, hey, I need help. What's an attorney that you can tell me about for this issue. Maybe we can do that. We can help you that way. But to say, hey, here's my issue, you know, handle it for me, you can't without actually hiring. You have to hire, you know, maybe our firm, your firm, or another firm.
That's pretty much the advice that we give. Go find an attorney.
Yeah.
Go find an attorney that, because here's the reason. First, when you go talk to an attorney individually, you get this thing called, and take advantage of this thing called the attorney-client privilege, right? That is, everything you say to the attorney and the attorney says to you does not go beyond the purview or of that relationship between the two of you, does not expand to anybody else unless you, as the client, specifically waive it and allow for that to happen. Well, it's very hard for somebody to have that kind of privilege if they're asking their questions on a radio show
heard
across the nation.
Yeah, I know. Don't.
Now, in all fairness, there are radio shows that will take your calls and give you legal advice. But if you're in California and you're calling from Missouri and you're not a Missouri lawyer, you don't know if you're even getting valid information.
Well, you still have to be careful over the air giving your scenario.
Right.
I love the... You know, I know somebody that had this issue.
Yeah, that's it.
So anyway, we're going to talk about a doctor's appearance in court. Everybody's heard about that. Probably even my wife heard about it. We're going to talk about a judge that uses the F-bomb. And yes, we're going to talk about that. Meghan Markle's lawsuit.
In court?
I'm not telling you anything. I'm laying this out.
I mean, I know it's a tease, but I'm just saying, does he use the F-bomb in court?
Define in court.
Yes.
Define in court.
Looking at the defendant and going, F-bomb
no,
you.
I don't know that that's the case, but
it's a combination. Well, I could say in the courthouse.
There we go.
All right.
But some of it wasn't just
don't
that,
give my
but
tease
there
away.
Are there are some things where we'll address what was said on the record.
Yes. Have to stop.
That is wow.
I had the best tease going, Cal, as a three-time Emmy Award nominee, never a winner.
Always
I now
loser,
realize why you lost all three times. I had the perfect setup for our audience, and you blew it, Cal.
You're just like the guys on network television news. You have to tease 19 stories before you get to the first one, but that's okay.
That's okay. I'm horrible. I know I'm horrible. Cal is the expert. I will be honest with you.
I'm just teasing.
Meghan Markle, we're going to talk about the lawsuit. This has an interesting turn. We're going to discuss what the judge had to say. Hot pursuit laws. We wanted to talk about this lot last. That's not hot pursuit. What you're thinking of?
No. I was thinking about what the context we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
This one is
interesting.
As a former prosecutor and now defense attorney, I'm looking at this one going, wow, this could really have some interesting implications depending on how the court rules.
Yeah, the court as in the Supreme Court of the United States.
Yes.
So listen up. That's going to be interesting. We're going to talk about a GEICO lawsuit. This one's really, really interesting. And then after that, we're probably going to just hang out and shoot the bull. But, you know, we really appreciate you being here. But I there's one thing I want to bring up, and I can't remember all the details. But, Cal, last week we recorded some new... What do you call those?
Kitty bumps.
And
yeah.
I want you.
This is no fun.
Yeah, here's the deal.
I think Fred's the best.
Wait a minute, what was that?
I think Fred's the best. That's why we recorded
these. These are the new kitty bumps for all of you that love. There are people that love our kitty bumps, and those of you who follow us week in and week out, here's some new kitty bumps we just shot with a different kid, by the way.
I think Fred's the best. Fred rules. Cal, not so much.
Fred's the best. Fred rules. Cal, not so much.
This is the best show ever.
This is the best show ever.
Oh,
not really.
Not really. Okay.
I mean it this time.
What was that one? I didn't get that.
I mean it this time.
I mean to say that one again.
Okay. Let's see if I can make the right
one. How did that happen?
Oh, wrong one. Sorry.
Not literally. I mean it this time.
No, I mean it. I mean, that sounds like Denise with helium there a little bit, you know.
Well,
I mean it this time. Not verbally. It's the look that I get at least four times a show.
And she means it this time. You could be sure of that.
Well, this time we are going to come back with case or no case. Denise, I don't know if you got the numbers, but I spoke.
I did. I already updated
all
it,
right.
So I have the numbers.
So case or no case is what everybody wants. Cal, quick tease on case or no case.
All right. Case or no case today has to do with a guy who flew a plane and tried to deduct the mileage on a money-losing proposition. So that's
all
coming
right
up. Yeah.
We'll be back.
Yeah. All right. I know tax law is not the most exciting, but trust me, it's a good case or no case. Coming up on Radio Law Talk on this station and for many of you online. We'll be right back.
Radio Law Talk. advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Boys are weird. You're a whiner.
This is Radio Law Talk.
May the case or no case gods be with me.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Remember, Fred, sometimes the answer is no. Okay, here we go. The year is 1990. John and Joanna French lived in San Jose, California, and had a rental condo in Mammoth Lakes, California, a six-hour drive away.
It's a beautiful area. But...
yes. They used to fly commercial over there all the time just to check on the condo and sign rental contracts. And then they realized that the maintenance services they got on their condo were not satisfactory to them. So they decided they would do it themselves. And John was a pilot with a twin-engine plane. And he said, well, that's fine. I'll just fly over there with no problem. So when they filed their taxes, they tried to deduct the price of the flights from their income as a business expense. Not so fast, said the IRS auditor. Don't you take your family with you on those flights? Don't they recreate, you know, ski, play on the rocks, whatever, while you're there? Yes, yes. And the auditor said, deduction denied. Mr. and Mrs. French said, now, wait a minute, I think you're incorrect, sir, and sought legal counsel in the matter of the fancy flight to Mammoth Lakes, and so I ask you, Todd Kunin. Wait, I'm sorry, Denise Turks, you're back. Welcome. Case or no case, what say you?
Why don't we just go straight? We're going to go to commercial by the time she's done, so we've got, what, 6 minutes left?
No, she actually had a response. I saw her drawing her breath. She was ready to go.
And then she's going to rephrase the entire story.
Yes. So what you're saying is...
so, let me think about this.
Were there any animals involved?
Yes. And let me back up.
Where's Mammoth Lakes?
Those of you who don't know, Denise is a wonderful lawyer. She's super smart, smarter than Todd and I combined.
Which is why she leads.
And she just knows how to stall. I mean,
okay.
Your Honor, let's back up. And Ms.
You
Kurtz?
Know, this is kind of like the exotic dancer that tried to deduct her enhancements.
I remember that case.
That's an actual case.
Yeah, true story, yes.
And you know what?
Oh, my gosh.
She got to.
She did. She won.
She actually won that.
She got to deduct both of them.
Yeah.
Wait, where's the kitty? You haven't got a kitty bump for that one.
That was too easy. Well,
where's the kitty bump, Cal?
You show me too fast. Wait.
So this
is... show me the menu.
Well, but... well, yeah, you know, the money.
I had a TikTok video where I addressed this very topic.
So he's trying to deduct the airline miles.
All of his airplane expenses. So basically they brought in about $1,400 in rental income, and their flight expenses were about $8,000. So the IRS was not happy
about
that.
You noticed Denise kind of ignored us, Todd, and just went on.
I will have to ignore you guys.
Well, she's the one that raised the augmentation issue, so, you know.
That's true.
I'm going to say that this is a case, and the IRS, they only get half of it.
Sorry.
That wouldn't have worked in the other case.
We'll just call her a lefty from now on. Everything will be fine.
What the heck is going on here?
Oh, no.
All I got to say is, didn't one, we had a listener email said, you guys laugh way too much. And it's so funny. I love constructive criticism,
okay.
But we do laugh too much.
And Fred said, too much for who? Okay, so Fred, what's your answer?
My
on this
show,
case
I'm going to laugh.
Yeah.
All right, this is a case, and I'm going to say the IRS loses. I'm just cutting straight to the... I'm just cutting straight.
That's in. Very un-Denise Dirk-like.
Well, I feel sorry for the plane flyer. I like him better.
Okay.
So the IRS loses, and it's a real case.
Fair enough. Mr. Kunin, now remember, IRS has their own court, so either way they win, right?
Yeah,
okay, Mr. Kunin, what say you, my friend?
Well, Denise, what's the point total?
Now we're going to get
okay. Where are we at? Where
the
are we at?
The point total is...
oh,
Fred at 42.
You didn't tell me you wanted a drum roll.
We're almost 50.
Fred's at 42.
Denise is at 38.
And Todd?
36.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Very slim one. All right.
Oh, we got some great
buttons. I think that this is a case, and I think that the IRS loses, but for strategery, I'm going to say no case, because I need
the
2 points.
That's exactly. So we go to 50 points, by the way,
is
and the losers have to buy me a dinner.
Double. No, that would be if we were doing the augmentation case, Denise, would be double or nothing.
Wow. He's got his bumps on
just,
and everything
just
today.
Just awful. Just awful. Okay.
All right.
So now, what happened? You asked me what happened, Cal. What's the outcome of this case? Well, who said it was a case? Let's go for there.
Denise
so
and Fred
and Denise said it was a case. Well, congratulations
yes.
to
yes.
you. Okay.
Yes. Case.
The tax courts actually ruled in favor of the French family.
Yes! Thank
saying that even though they lost money, even though they lost money on the condo rental because of the cost of the twin-engine private plane flights, and even though their kids and they skied and played while they were there, federal tax law allows building maintenance costs to be deducted, and these airplane flights were a legitimate use of the aircraft for building maintenance costs.
Yes.
And that, ladies and gentlemen,
a good guy wins.
And Denise and Fred both. Wait, you said no.
I said they cut it in half.
No, I win two.
Fred gets two. I only get one because I said I didn't say. I said it was cut in half, which technically means.
I got you. All right. Now, coming up next hour, we have a case on a case involving a television network sales rep who sold Super Bowl spots and didn't get her commission because she was fired, and she called it conspiracy. So that's coming up on Radio Law Talk next hour right here.
By the way, I got to say is Fred's a winner, winner, chicken.
By the way, I'm on Amazon right now, and I'm looking for the book How to Win Gracefully by Fred Penny. Superstar Fred!
No, there is no grace in my winning.
There's two pages in that book.
you mean it was a pamphlet, I thought.
With one page.
Okay, we're really going to talk about some case or no case is the real thing. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Go to our Twitter account, our Instagram account. Tweet it out, whatever you want. Instagram message us. We're going to talk about a doctor's appearance in court when we come back.
All right, we appreciate your listening to Radio Law Talk and remind you, this show airs live 9 to noon every Saturday Pacific time, which means if your radio station only carries an hour, you can go to RadioLawTalk.com and pick up the show on our streaming site. And you can also listen to all past episodes of the most entertaining show, as Fred Penny calls it, Radio Law Talk. We'll be back. Hold on. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years. People have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-451-1124. 800-451-1124. That's 800-451-1124.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all...
USA Radio News.
The COVID relief bill can now move forward after Democrats strike a deal with a key member of their own party. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin convinced late Friday to support a jobless aid proposal that calls for $300 a week through September 6th. Manchin initially supported a Republican measure that would have ended benefits earlier. Republicans still unanimously opposed the bill, though, worried about the cost, almost $2 trillion.
The market is scared to death of how much debt this country has right now, and you can see the interest rates are going up. As the interest rates go up, what happens? Mortgage prices go up, the cost of mortgages go up, the cost of buying a car goes up. If you look at a family on fixed income, inflation goes up. Their income doesn't go up. If you look at poor families, historically, their wages never stay up with inflation.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott. Disneyland may reopen soon. California officials announcing yesterday that theme parks and outdoor sports stadiums can reopen if health conditions allow April 1st, but at limited capacity. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Who told you that? This is no fun.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Love those kitty bumps, but here's what we're going to talk about. A doctor appears, this is in Sacramento, California, it went nationwide, it went viral. A doctor is actually in traffic court. And he's doing surgery, and it is an elective plastic surgery.
Because he's an important doctor, you know.
Yes, I
can't be bothered to go to court. Just turn on the camera. I'm busy. Yeah.
Yeah, and so, but here's the interesting things. And we're going to get, everybody's seen it, at least to my knowledge. I haven't talked to one person who didn't know about this. But we're going to talk about some little side things that people aren't thinking about. Number one, consent of the patient. That's one issue. Number two, did you see enough of the patient that there even needed to be a consent issue, right? And the third thing is does now that this Zoom thing's all new, is there a rule about what a person has to be doing while they're on Zoom? No, there's no rule about that. And four, people keep saying, the judge says this and the judge says that. It wasn't a judge. It was a commissioner.
It was a traffic court commissioner.
Yes, and mm-hmm. Yep. You're hearing a lady who has handled traffic court in the courts, not as a commissioner, but as a pro tem. And a lot of times the courts just don't have the capacity to handle all these cases. And they'll bring Denise or I or Todd, but they've asked us, and especially you, you've done more than I have.
I've done it in two counties, the traffic court.
Yeah, and so you'll have an attorney that will sit in, and they have to They have to stipulate to it, right? They could say, I don't want to go before Denise Dirks. I want a judge, and they can do that, correct? Denise?
Correct.
So in this case...
But I would candidly say this particular commissioner was brilliant in the way that he handled
exactly
this
right.
situation.
Yes.
He was just really spot on with what he
well,
did.
Well, and he was very calm. He wasn't a jerk about it. He
right.
wasn't like... Oh, yeah. Just
didn't
like,
call the
know?
Doctor a goofball,
yeah,
even
yeah.
though many people watching were doing that out loud, yelling at their screens.
And I don't know that the doctor is going to. But anyway, we're going. Some people might not have heard about it. Who wants to tell the story? What happened? Go ahead, Todd.
Sure. So the doctor gets a ticket for a traffic citation, a violation, and he's supposed to appear in court. And the date that he was going to appear, this specific one, is supposed to appear for the date of the trial. Now, when I say trial, a trial in traffic court is you have the commissioner or judge there, the officer comes in, and it's like one witness. What'd you see? I saw this and this and this happen. And the defendant usually doesn't put on much, if any evidence, and, you know, then the commissioner most of the time says, okay, guilty, here's your fine, go ahead and go. So
yeah,
that
it's kind of a kangaroo court in the sense that the outcome is most of the time pretty determined, don't you think, Denise?
Or? Well, no, not necessarily, but it depends on what the infraction is.
But here's the thing. Sometimes, if you demand a trial and you show up, and the officer does not show up, if there is no good cause for a continuance, then your case gets dismissed. And so this doctor, that may have been, whatever the reason was, on the date of his trial, he also had a surgery scheduled with a patient. Now, I'm on the Sacramento County's website right now.
Right.
It's very hard to get a continuance. It says continuances are not granted by mail. They're not granted at the counter. The question is, how do you request a continuance because you have a change in schedule? The doctor, I can't figure out how to do it looking at the website here. I could see the doctor's dilemma. So he's like, all right, I'll just show up on the Zoom call because with COVID, they're all done via Zoom. Problem was, he was in the middle of surgery
but
when he showed up.
But
and there was an additional problem, too. And that's because these are public hearings, so they are temporarily placed on YouTube, and then at the end of the day, they're destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody got it before it was destroyed, and
it
went viral.
I would not be surprised.
The public gets to be there. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I thought maybe the traffic commissioner, one of those people who thought the behavior was egregious in some quiet way, said, you know what, I'm going to post this.
No, I don't think that he would have.
Would that be
he could have. Yeah. Yes, it would have been inappropriate. But the commissioner, he could have done is saved that information to give it to the medical authority, the medical board.
Well, did you, again, maybe I didn't catch it because I was looking at my phone, I got a text. Did you mention that he had another doctor there that was actually doing the surgery? So
that's right. So when the commissioner, so the guy shows up first, the surgeon shows up first, the commissioner hasn't come into the virtual courtroom yet. When the commissioner comes in, calls the case, he looks at the doctor who's on there on Zoom and says, kind of looks like you're in an operating room. And he goes, I am. And the commissioner was taken back by that. He goes, so you're in the middle of a surgery? He goes, I am, but I'm ready to go forward, Your Honor. And the judge questioned, and then the surgeon says, I have another surgeon who is also here working on the same patient, can step in, can take over if I need be, but I'm good to go. At which point the judge said, I think we need to continue this trial.
Well, here's what's important. Didn't you hear what happened? Really what happened was, you know, he said, are you able to go forward and do this? And he said, yes, Your Honor, even though I'm a cat, I'm really not a cat. I can go forward with this.
Now we're mixing stories.
Oh, was that? No, that was last week's story.
Well, what was kind of a little gross about this story was that when the clerk was in and they made everybody on the Zoom call raise their right hand to be sworn in, when he raised his right hand, he had blood all over his hand.
Yep.
And he had a glove on, but it was not good.
It was not good. And you could not see the other doctor, by the way. The court had no way of verifying the other doc was actually there. You couldn't
but
see him.
But you couldn't see the patient either.
No.
So
the
people are arguing, well, the patient didn't give permission to be filmed. The patient wasn't being filmed, and they didn't mention the patient's name. Is that an issue? My argument is... No. Absolutely not.
There might not have been a patient. They're just a ketchup packet.
Yeah.
You don't know.
So the issues here, could the doctor be in trouble with the traffic court for the manner in which he went about it? No. There's no issue. The judge continued the case. The officer ought to come back. They'll take care of that. The question here is whether the doctor violated the medical ethics in that, and that's what the medical board is reviewing. And this is a question that I raise. What if, before the surgery, the doctor, in consulting with the patient, said, hey, I want you to sign this waiver. I have to make a traffic court appearance. I got another surgeon here. Do you mind if I make this appearance via Zoom? It will not affect your surgery at all. We have the other surgeon that is here. I'll still be doing this, and this Zoom call is going to take maybe 10 minutes. And if the patient says, fine, that's fine, and signs the waiver, then how would this, from that kind of inquiry, be any different than any other reality show where they show surgeons and film them doing surgeries, making commentary? Right. There's no shortage of those on YouTube. And if those folks aren't facing medical board inquiries because they have a signed consent.
Right. I mean, there was a show on television one time called The Operation. So if you were getting like a knee operation, you could just, you know, they would show it every week, some kind of new procedure.
Yeah.
And now you can look them up. So
yeah, but this is different. This is different.
Yeah.
And the reason it's different is because he's going to interrupt the surgery, at least what he's doing in that surgery, to appear in court. And the question is, when you go to court in person, can you, like, have surgery in the courtroom? No.
Maybe not, though.
And
the other surgeon, Denise, was doing it.
I'm telling you that I don't think that the court should ever allow for somebody to continue to do their job during the time that they're testifying and multitask.
All I'm going to say is,
I think it needs to be focused on the trial.
We're on the air. Your Honor, I'm on the air, but I'll go ahead and do it.
All I'm going to say is I have had occasion where I have cross-examined people where they felt like they were having surgery.
Oh, what's the deal?
That is fun.
But let me tell you, the one thing that concerns me just a little bit.
I mean at this time.
Okay, the one thing that concerns me about this is, what about prolonged exposure to anesthesia taking a little longer because this case takes longer? You don't want to be under any longer than you really have to be.
If what the doctor said was true,
that's right. Someone
that the other surgeon was there to step in so that there's no prolonging the amount of time it would otherwise take for the surgery because the other doctor could get in. I mean, I don't know what the surgery was that was happening, but look, there's only so many ways that you can fill a balloon up to the appropriate number of cc's.
No, there was a dancer there who said, can you sign this tax certificate?
we actually don't know whether or not the police officer is there or not, because we didn't see the whole call.
I'll tell you why I think that he was. Because if the surgeon showed up and the officer was not there, when the judge says, well, I think we should continue the trial, the surgeon should have immediately said, is the officer here?
And she was there. She was
because
there.
If yes. the officer wasn't there, yeah. Yeah. Then the surgeon says, I'm not asking for a continuance. And if the officer didn't ask, well, and the court can't do it on its own motion, I object to that. This case needs to be dismissed.
Yeah.
So because that didn't happen, I would guess that she was there.
I promise you she was there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got
there.
Too many talkers here. It's hard to get. Here's the deal. Let me finish this. I'm
yes.
trying to get in, you guys. Very important.
You got 1 minute. Go ahead.
I know, that's why I'm just stalling.
Oh,
this is
nice.
The thing I want you to lead out with. And this is what I wished would have happened. Quote, this is the judge. When you're not actively involved or participating and attending to the needs of a patient, he interrupted, and the surgeon said, sometimes surgery doesn't always go as... And then the judge stopped him. But I wanted to know what he was going to say. Sometimes the surgery always doesn't go as what?
As expected.
I don't know. But
or
the,
planned.
But
or
the judge, how do you know he was going to say that? I want to know what he was going to say. But we'll move on. We'll talk about Meghan Markle and a judge who drops F-bombs when we come back.
Hmm. The language bomber. That's an interesting concept. Coming up next on Radio Law Talk, you stay right there and the show will continue momentarily.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I think bread's the best. Todd, not so much.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
I think Fred's the best too. I agree. Todd, not so much.
I love these kitty bumpers that we have. It's hard, though. It's hard to not notice maybe an inherent bias on the part of the children and maybe a relation they have.
I think Fred's the best.
I think Fred's the best, too.
I think Fred's the best.
I do, too.
That's because Fred bought the toys after.
Yes. Oh, I thought he took them to McDonald's again.
Yeah, you got to pay those kid actors, you know. You got to pay them.
Fred goes to McDonald's. You guys got any toys? Darn, I got to make 2 stops.
Now, you can say something bad about Fred, but you know what? I'm buying you the toys.
Fred rules.
That's right.
Oh, man. I need something.
That's a 4-year-old. That's a cute little 4-year-old.
Boys are weird.
No, we did something for Denise, didn't we? Didn't we do one? Oh, you said some of them didn't come out. One's for Denise, we said.
Yeah, the system doesn't like anything less than 1 second long. We had a couple of Denise's and a couple of Todd's. And we have plenty of Todd's, you know, if you think about it.
Todd has a kitty.
Yeah, and then...
What does Todd's cat sing?
You know, all legitimate questions.
All right, let's talk about Meghan Markle. Look, you know, Meghan Markle, now this is in England. This is not here in the United States. We don't know the law. Denise knows a little bit about, I'm going to say the old English law.
Let's not argue about who killed whose father.
But you know what? That she goes and sues, apparently, a letter that her dad wrote to her, or she wrote to her dad?
It was a letter that Meghan Markle had written to her father.
There you go.
And somehow this tabloid got a hold of it and published the contents of the letter, and so she sued based upon...
And went summary
judgment.
They got
the letter from the dad.
They get the letter from the dad, yeah. And Meghan Markle sues the tabloid on a combined theory. One, I think it was invasion of privacy or personal effects. The other is a copyright issue. I wrote that letter. I hold the copyright. And
I love that argument.
And look, this was an interesting case because we covered it before, and when it was still pending, this is where, if you recall, this is where I give kudos to the judge in this case, because the judge was pretty straightforward with Meghan Markle at one point in time, essentially questioning the viability of the claims but still allowing them to go forward. And then to hear all of the evidence after voicing that later on, to hear all the evidence and find in her favor, the judge was able to put aside any pre-inclinations that he might have had and hear the case. And so she wins.
But stop there. You have to understand, we got to build a foundation here. She wins on a summary judgment, and that's an issue that we need to discuss that's very important. It's like, oh, she wins. What? She had her day in court? Really, she didn't have her day in court. The judge or the court, on the papers, basically, and on a quick argument, you win right at the beginning. And
yeah, because it's a matter of law.
Yeah, and you win right up front, and so that's the issue. I want to set the stage, because that's why the ruling here is interesting, because the judge says, well, it was on a motion for summary judgment, and she really didn't get a whole lot of it her day in court.
That's right. So she prevails on a motion for summary judgment, but the interesting thing is what the judge required the tabloid to do as a result of the victory on summary judgment.
That's what Denise tell us.
Which was?
Saying this to the newspaper, you have to publish on the front page in a font no less in size than the original letter that you published. You have to put her on there that she won. And you have to, like, put it all on the front page. And that you have to give it equal coverage to what you did to the with the original article that was found to be unlawful. Yeah. And here we go.
Let me tell you why I like that. How many times have we heard, especially during a political season, but how many times have we heard in the past 5 to 10 years, even more so, an allegation will come out about a politician, a celebrity, you know, oh, they're being investigated for this, and it's this salacious thing that at some point in time later is determined to be of no merit. Now, the allegation made headlines. The article saying, oh, by the way, it was went away because there was determined to be no merit, that's like back page story. But the damage is already done. And the reason I like this is, look, if you are going to go to these lengths to make the allegation, to inflict the harm, so to speak, then you have to go to an equal length to point out that you lost on this issue.
It's a mitigation of damages issue. And I think the what's also cool about this is that the judge said, here you put this, that she wins without a trial, and, you know, kind of make it sound like it's somehow not legitimate in this very small little article, but you run again the original article.
Yeah.
And that was just in defiance to what this court
has found. And kept running it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that article's getting these big old line, you know, pages and all that stuff. So I really like this, too. I would love to see this be part and parcel of United States damages, that they have to run this correction on the front page.
Yeah.
I feel like that is super important.
I think this would not pass constitutional muster right now. But who knows what's in Europe, you know, or in England, I don't know. But I doubt it would pass constitutional muster.
Now, one issue in this case here was there was a tricky copyright issue. And that still needs to be determined whether or not a staffer, or what do they call them, an official related to the Crown may jointly hold the copyright on the letter. And I kind of get that because, look, Meghan Markle was essentially new to royalty. She married Prince Harry and is now the Duchess of Sussex. Giggity. So she's now, she's royalty. But listen, she hasn't always been royalty and maybe not understand the protocols and what you can say and what you can't say. I could totally see the crown saying, look, if you want to write your dad a letter, because now everything you say or everything you write is going to be under scrutiny, let's go ahead and have a crown official review the letter with you to make sure that you're not opening yourself up to anything. And if the crown official is doing that and assisting her with this letter to her father and maybe other correspondents, the question then is, does the crown official hold a joint copyright on the letter if that person assisted in the writing?
Oh, my gosh. That is so convoluted, but that's not fair.
And so I mean, it's a question, you know, one that the...
It's a legal question that has to be determined in this case, right? It's still something that will go to trial.
It could.
Is the Crown going to turn on her?
No, I don't think...
Well, haven't they already?
I don't think that the Crown is raising this issue. I think the tabloid is raising it to say, look, she doesn't solely hold the copyright. The Crown may, and then if they can argue that somebody with the Crown may have authorized it, say, yeah, we don't care if you guys let this stuff go.
Here, I have a point. Here's what's interesting. And another thing that we need to bring out is why did the judge do this? And we did an overall view that, well, you know, whatever they said negatively, they need to print the same amount positive, you know, in the positive. And that's a great issue, a great point. But here's a statistics. And he used these statistics to back himself up. And the statistics are, it showed the verdict, and it was on the judiciary website, which had 4,652 views, which is nothing. It's nothing.
Yeah.
And it retweeted 121 times. And then he goes and says the readership of this, you know, it's called the Mail on Sunday, you know, is so massive. The disparity is so disparity is so huge that, you know, you have to print it on the front page. But anyway, you really do think about it. 4,652 views. That is nothing. That's nothing. And so the judge was kind of right. I kind of see what he's saying. But now, is it
going to
pass?
Why do you think it's unconstitutional if it was here?
Freedom of speech. It's a freedom of speech issue. That you can't force someone
can
to
instruct the newspaper.
Yeah,
you must run this. In a matter where there's free speech involved.
It's like saying Radio Law Talk, you must say this on your show. No, that's the freedom of speech issue, and that's what it all hinges on. And I agree. It's a freedom of speech, and you can't force, you know, a newspaper to say you have to do this on the front page or you must do this on the second page, then we're in trouble if that starts happening.
It's kind of like in criminal cases, a judge can't force a defendant to be remorseful, can't force a defendant to say sorry, can't force him to do anything, right? As in, the person's got the right to remain silent. They can say nothing if they want, and the press has those same rights. And remember, the judiciary would be a branch of government, so it's a restriction.
We're coming back for hour number two. Those of you who are, you know, sometimes Cal brings it up. Sometimes radio stations only carry us for an hour. Hey, go to RadioLawTalk.com and hit the live button. You can listen to us talk about the Supreme Court being a little questionable about the motorists.
What cops can do before they get a warrant.
And hot pursuit issues.
Yes. So,
and, of course, you're welcome to call us and join in if you'd like. You can tweet. You can get to us on Facebook and email us. Yeah, go ahead.
855-529-7234. Cal, take us out.
Okay. This is Radio Law Talk. Thanks for listening. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.